Morning, Jase.
What do you make of the meeting here, mate?
A few shorties throughout the day. They look to be in their right races. Hard day to find some value. The value that I found's already been snapped up, so hopefully that's right. But yeah, I think we can pick our mark and show a profit. There do look a couple of horses that are ideally placed today.
All right, we're going to have to play pretty aggressively with a few short price favourites. We're on a good four track today at Sale. The penetrometer reading is 5.38. Weather forecast is fine, which we love. Rails out 3 metres the entire circuit. First race in the program is a juvenile maiden set weights affair. This is probably one of the tougher races on the program. Just looking to the scratchings here. You miss numbers 1, 2, 7, 10, 12, 14, 16 and 18. Heading a very press market here. Tab Fixed Odds is the Merson Cooper Place Getter. First Dawn at $4.20. Busby's at $4.40 as a trial winner. Oyashio is at $6. $7 for Can't Be Done. $8.50 for Satin Sashes. This isn't one of the races we'll be attacking too aggressively, I wouldn't have thought was.
We'll learn a bit out of this, Jase, but I do like the winning trial form that you referenced for number 3, Busby. He was really strong to the line here. In time, I think he'll get over more than 1,100 metres, but with a few juveniles and a few probably running early on adrenaline and a number of them unraced, there should be a solid enough tempo here. I'm going to go with 3, Busby, ahead of 13, First Dawn, who's got that stakes placing that you also referenced, had a slow recovery last start. The Cheekers go back on today. That might explain something, perhaps even to do with the breathing or a tongue. Certainly forgiving of that that first up run in better company than this. 17, Oyashio has been gelded since he last raced, and I thought a recent jump out was indication that he's come back well, and didn't mind a recent jump out of number 6, Ozone, from the Colin Scott stable, who should be strong to the line here at 1,100 metres on debut. 3, 13, 17 and 6.
3, 13, 17 and 6, the numbers in race 1, going with Busby on top. Race 2 on the program today at Sale is a 2-year-old and up maiden set weights affair over 1,205 metres. The removals here are numbers 1, 3, 4, 5, 8 and 17. Two good, two hard heads the market here. Another trial winner on debut at $2.60, so nice and short. Greg Urell, as a matter of fact, on the Saturday morning show with Quinny and I, gave a push for Roulette. Quinny was looking for winners on Tuesday on Saturday, and he got Roulette out of Greg Urell at $4.80 here. $5 for Arctic Vixen, $6.50 for Regis Command, $8 for Star Banner. What do you like in the second was?
Oh, I think 3-year-old fillies can play a role here, and if they've got upside at this stage of the season, that's no problem with them going to open maidens, but none more so for me than the trials of number 16. Too good, too hard on both firm ground and rain-affected ground. Really held together on the rain-affected ground last start, but I think she's a really nice filly, and I like her here on debut. 16 ahead of 15. Roulette, who ran well first up, has got the inside draw. Shouldn't be a disadvantage on a good four track with the rail in the 3-metre position here. 10, Regis Commands, had a few chances, but again, has trialled up okay, and hopefully can get the maiden out of the way this campaign. But, gee, I think there's a couple here with upside that are going well ahead of maiden grade. And 13, Star Banner, was suited by the race, was way the race was run in terms of a slow tempo, and was there fighting at the finish last start. But I also think the form through that maiden ultimately proved quite strong. Keen on 16, ahead of 15, 10 and 13.
16, 15, 10 and 13, all the big numbers. Race 2 on the program at Sale today from Warren Huntley. Third event on the card is over 1,611 metres. It's a 2-year-old nut maiden set weights affair. Scratchings here, 1, 7, 9 and 12. The critical one down the bottom there, Our Sunny Girl. Jinder heads the market, placed in 5 of 9 so far at $4.20. The 7 Falls resumes for a new camp here at $4.40. $6.50 Prize Lad, $7.50 Miss Tuneful, $8.50 Miss Trinity, The Ticket Man at 9, and Shamrock Joy at $9.50. The market can't sort it out, can you, Was?
Not really, Jase. I'm not a race I've got a lot of confidence in. I thought Jinder was given a solid hit out in a jump out leading into the first up run and got a little bit tired late, ran well first up, would be improved fitness-wise, drawn well, and she's rarely run badly when she's gone to the races. She's deserving of a maiden victory, but I wouldn't want to back her at too short a quote. 8, Jinder, ahead of 3, Prize Lad, who conversely was big odds last start, a lot tighter in the market today. But that form behind Rock the Kafer is going to be to the fore here, you would think. 5, the 7 Falls, interesting runner, first run for Patrick Keane, given a solid hit out in a recent official barrier trial. 1,600 metres, a suitable kick-off point. And 11, Miss Tuneful. She's shown talent in jump outs, and there's been some merit in her 2 runs today. I think getting up to this trip is going to suit. The winkers come off and the blinkers go on. 8, 3, 5, 11.
8, 3, 5 and 11, the numbers in race 3 from Warren Huntley. The fourth event on the program is over 1,411 metres. It's another 2-year-old nut maiden set weights affair. So all the maidens at the start of the program, as per usual, 2, 5, 6, 10, 12, 13, 14 and 16 all come out. Sedente has not been punter's friend, started short its last few starts. Can it break through today? It's short, $2.10. Kentucky Tornado's an interesting runner. French Galloper, first up in Oz for Chris Waller, has trolled okay without setting the world on fire, 4.6. I am Bruno, $4.80, $7. Able Fun, what are we doing in the fourth, Woz?
Oh, I think it's probably the day for Sedente, Chase. Look, it's a case of what might have been last start. I think she was building momentum back near the inside, and she'd be out of maiden grade if she got the clear galloping room there, I think. And this is a nice option for her, number 11, Sedente, clearly the one to beat ahead of three. I am Bruno, who showed improvement first up to second up. 9, Kentucky Tornado. You're right, really interesting runner. First run for the Chris Waller stable and Ported Mare, and has trolled up fairly. I think 1,400 metres is a good kickoff point for her, and the stablemate 1, Able Fun, down from New South Wales with reasonable form. Should be the day for 11 ahead of 3, 9 and 1.
11 from 3, 9 and 1. Get involved with Sedente today. Race 4 on the program at Sale. Race 5 on the card is the first leg of the major quaddie. 1,411 metres is the journey. It's a 3-year-old and up class 1 affair. The scratchings are numbers 3, 5, 8, 11 and 15. Super Hussy drops back from competing at Sandown last start. Heads the market here, but only narrowly at $3.40. Benetowitz on the second lot of betting. It defeated subsequent winner, impressive winner Eau Claire last time out. We've lost Warren Huntley just for a moment. It's at $3.70, Benetoit, for Clinton McDonald and Jamie Carr. Beauty Options at 5. I'm Buxom is at $6.50. We've got double figures the rest. And in just a heartbeat, hopefully we'll have Woz back on the line. We might just go for a really quick break and give Woz a chance to reconnect. No, he's back on deck now. Woz, you there, mate?
Yeah, quickly paid that bill, Jase.
That's good. You're on prepaid like me. Super Hussy's the favourite here, but Benetoit was an impressive debutante winner. What do you like in the first leg of the quad, mate?
Yeah, I think you'd want both of them running for you. I'm going to go with 7, Benetoit, however you pronounce it. Not easy to go from the maiden to the class one, but there was a bit to like about the way he won and got the job done there. We've seen Hortclair come through that race and admittedly find a very suitable race, but win a maiden impressively to help add some strength to that form. 7 for me ahead of 12, Super Hussy, who didn't have the best of luck last start, pretty well suited here. 1, Dyes Grey. I think if there's solid tempo up front, Dyes Grey will be strong late here, second up. And 10, on Buxom, a horse I've got a little interest in, probably needs a little bit of luck from the draw, made a bit easier by scratchings, but looks to be going okay for the first up run. 7, 12, 1 and 10.
7, 12, 1 and 10. I take note of that, 10. 7, 12, 1 and 10. Race 6 on the program is over 1,205 metres. It's for horses 3 years and older. It's a benchmark 58 affair. The scratchings here, numbers 8, 9, 11 and 20. Secretly Discreet heads the market here at $3.10. Outboard Motors is at $4.60. Coral Rose is at 7. Turak Smock, $7.50. Invincible Pride, $8. And Sanctuary is at $9. As our panellist here, Mikey, just stretches out and takes the jumper off. What do you like here, Woz?
I'm going to go with Outboard Motors, Jase. It's not a race I'm that keen on. It's the load-up leg of the quaddie for me. I think Outboard Motors is progressing well leading into this campaign and pretty well suited in 58 grade. I'm going to go with her, 6 ahead of 7, Secretly Discreet, who was solid winning a maiden last start, got the favours and was a short price favourite and got that run near the inside. But her runs leading into that in strong maidens had been an indication that she's at least up to this grade. 10, Sanctuaire, I thought the run out of maiden company last start was good enough to be competitive here, and Maps Well. And 14, Coral Rose, local from the Mario Ferrugia stable, and has been competitive most of the times that she's raced here, and I thought her last run was solid enough. But yeah, it's a load up leg of the quaddie for me. Put them in 6, 7, 10 and 14.
6, 7, 10 and 14, and we await how many numbers we do have to put in the quaddie just a little bit later. Race 7 on the program is the penultimate at Sale today. It's over 1,105 metres. Benchmark 70, you've got to be at least 3 to compete. 1, 5, 6, 8 and 12 come out. Blatsyowski heads the market here at $2.50 with tab fixed odds. Miss Mandito is at 3.6, 5.5 for Dr. Kodo. Moonlight Ruby 6. Paint is at $8.50, Capanello $9.50. A number of these dropping from racing at metropolitan venues last time out. And once again, the market says there's plenty of winning chances. Who do you think gets the job done, Woz?
Well, this is where my value was earlier in the day, Jase, but there's been a real turnaround in the market in the last couple of hours between number 9, Miss Mandito, and number 4, Blaise Jowski. And I think Blaise Jowski is a talented galloper, effective first up. Recent trial at Cranbourne was just terrific, held together, but made good ground down the outside of the track. First up here at 1,100 metres from a good draw, I like number 4, Blaise Jowski, but the value's disappearing. 11, Dr. Kodo is an interesting runner. Recent jump out at Mowing was solid to the line and will be strong to the line here first up. 2, Moonlight Ruby drops significantly in grade behind a horse called Iconoclasm, who's going to be a leading chance in the Goodwood on Saturday. So there was excuses there, was entitled to get tired late. And 9, Miss Mandito's in the mix. She'll be better when she gets out over further. I probably would have preferred her first up at 12 or 1300 metres, but included in most things. 4, 11, 2 and 9.
4, 11, 2 and 9. $2.50. Can we get involved now, or do we hope that it gets a little bit closer to betting and there's a little drift again, or do you think it's just going to be one-way traffic from here?
I think sometimes those markets become really fluid closer to the race.
Yeah.
The damage is done, and around about $2.40, $2.50, I think that's tight enough. I'd be wary of getting involved at a shorter quote. I wouldn't be surprised to see closer to the race him get out closer to $3 or even a bit better.
Yeah, and that's the kind of price we want to get the winner out there, number 4, hopefully, Blaise Jowski. Race 8 on the program is the final event at Sale today, over 1,611 metres. It's a 3-year-old and up a fair benchmark, 64. 1, 7, 9, 14, 15 and 17 all won't take their rightful place. Born to Fight heads the market here at $2.40 for Mike Moroney. Genevieve is at $4.60. We've got Notable Choice at 7. Magnica is at 8 and that rounds out those in single figures. How do we get out here, Woz?
I think Born to Fight's the one to beat, Jase. I thought the run 2 starts ago was a real eye-catcher at Benalla behind Great Bay, who's continued to race well. The form through that race has held up well and then found a very suitable race to win at Wangaratta at the next start. This is a nice progression for number 5, Born to Fight. Ahead of 4, Raw, who was a little bit fresh and back in distance last start and won well. With that run under the belt up slightly in distance is a positive. 11, Genevieve gets the pre-race earmuffs on, forgiving of that most recent run. The previous win was good. And 3, Notable Joyce found a suitable benchmark 58 last start. He's competitive in this grade. He might just need a little bit of luck to duck and weave late from that inside draw. 5, 4, 11, 3.
A few last start winners there to fight out the final event. 5, 4, 11, and 3. We need your specials now. Was best value, Quaddy, and also your player of the day, please, mate.
I think the best is the debutante, race 2, number 16, Too Good, Too Hard. The value was race 7, number 4, Blaise Jowski. He might just make it a second best now and hope that it does get out to in excess of $3, which I think is value. For the Quaddy, first leg 1, 7 and 12. Second leg 3, 6, 7, 10 and 14. Third leg numbers 2, 4 and 11. And home with numbers 3, 4, 5 and 11. And player of the day, I'm going to play a running double in the last two races 7 and 8. So effectively just trimming up the last two legs of the Quaddy. First leg numbers 4 and 11. And second leg, numbers 4 and 5.
Talk to you a little bit later in the morning, Woz.
Thanks, Jay.